Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy last rehearsal before concert week. So, the plan tonight, I'm going to warm you up, and then Kedrick will miraculously appear, and he will do what he does. And you will do what you do, and I will get to listen. Thank you again to everyone who sang in the gala and to all the alternates. Really well done. It came off beautifully. I could hear you all the way at table 30 in the back, so great job. Beautiful. All right, let's stand up. And let's reach up and touch the sky. And lean to the left, and to the other left, and reach behind you, oh yeah, wow, and in front of you, and let's roll our shoulders forward, and let's roll our shoulders back. Great. All right. We are going to breathe in on a count of four and breathe out on shh on a count of eight. As always, you should let your air drop in low into your stomach like it's a big inner tube all the way around, and let all of your air out on all eight counts. All right, ready? And breathe, two, three, four, shh. Good, raise your hand if you're out of air. If you're not out of air, use more air. Ready? Three, four. One, two, three, four. Good, good, good. Raise your hand in front of air. All right, still a couple people. Let's do one more, and then we'll take a couple of normal breaths so we don't pass out. Ready? And breathe. Two, three, four. Good, good, good. All right, take a couple of normal breaths. Can we have a D major, please? Let's go. Good, good, good. One of the questions that came up today, which was a great question, was if you still have air left after one iteration of a warm-up, should you let out all of your air and start over, or should you keep that air and refill? My philosophy is that you should let out your air and take in new air, otherwise you start stacking stale air and then it's no good. So we'll take a little bit more time. Jesse will work his magic and take a little bit more time between warm-up iterations so you have time to let go of your air and take in new air. Yeah? All right. And
zero.
And time. No. Paul, round, in two and five. Ready? And go.
Z, oh, 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 oh.
And legato.
Z, oh, oh,
oh. Good. Legato doesn't mean slower, though. Ready? One and two.
Z, oh, oh, oh.
Staccato.
Z, oh, 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 oh.
Legato.
Z, oh.
G major, please. So we're gonna do do ya, and then so that would be sopranos and tenors ya, altos and basses ya. Yeah. Ready? Let's try it. And
ya.
Lots of slidey, sloopy, slurpiness in between. Ready? And.
Yeah.
Good. Basses and altos.
Yeah.
Super slidey. And.
Yeah.
Good. Now with tall vowels. So. Yeah. And.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah. I was going to say crescendo on the long notes and tall vowel all the way down. But good breath too. Ready? One and two. Good. Can the scale down not feel like every note is so weighty? Kedrick, let's take out our music, please. Great. Can we turn to page 66, please? 66. Here we go. This is the top of the page. Again, I'm not hearing the crescendo and decrescendo. It can be more exaggerated. Right on our entrance. Crescendo, decrescendo there. Right on the third system of 66. And, that's wonderful. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello, everyone. Are you enjoying this piece?
Yes.
It's such a gem, and I can't believe that only 2-3 years ago I had no idea that the piece existed. And now we get to do it, and I'm so excited. From what I hear already, it sounds absolutely marvelous, and putting it together with orchestra next week is gonna be a ton of fun. So, the plan for today, hi, good to see all of you. We're just gonna start at the top. We're gonna work our way through slowly. There are some things, with a piece like this, because, it's not been performed a lot, our soloists, who I will meet with next week, might do things a little differently. We might find our way. So I'll condition us and sort of prepare us for multiple scenarios today so that we are squared away when we get to the Elks Lodge next week. All right, looking at the beginning, so I have great news for you all. You don't have to stand at the very beginning. So, your first place where you will stand will be measure 49. Please forgive me, I don't know your page numbers. All I can give you is measure numbers. Measure 49 on beat 2. So on the big chord on beat 2, that's where we shall all stand. Simple, easy. And while we're talking sitting and standing, let's just go ahead and shore this up. You will sit down. This is much, much later. Measure 439.
Page 52,
measure 439. 439. Right on the downbeat. 439. Sit.
If you miss it, I will send it out on Friday.
Yeah. Good. You stand back up at measure 503.
Page 56.
Yeah, so you'll have to follow along. If you don't follow along, look to your section leader. Someone should follow along. And then guess what? You stand for the rest of the piece. Make sense?
Yes.
All right, so do we need to practice standing? I hear multiple things, so that means yes. Yeah, at least I'll just get us up. For today's purposes, can we start in measure 41? That is different in the PV than it is in the full score. So right here in the PV measure 81, do we have fermata right here?
Yes.
Remove the fermata. The fermata does not exist. In fact, in the full score, Det has written senza ritardando. So without slowing down. So it's actually the complete opposite. So and unto God they cried sorely, bum, bum. Now Egypt's, it'll just keep going. Thank you. Can we take it, please, from measure 69.
Thank you.
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It sounds so marvelous. Can I ask for one thing? Alto's tenors, every time we have this bondage by reason of their bond, each one should get a little bit more infectious. So let's dial the crescendo of each one up by a notch, right? So that all three of them aren't the same. Each one gets a little bit more intense every time we sing it. Same thing for us chorus. For example, bar 69. Just making sure this moment, as an example, we don't start at our loudest dynamic, but Det writes this beautiful crescendo that takes us to the top note. Usually we always say, don't sing loudest at the top note. This is one of those moments where we make sure that we spend enough air and energy getting it to beat two of that, please. Thank you. Can I try this all a bit again from 57, please? 57. Have a seat. 57. No matter what the baritone does in the two bars preceding, we start in tempo. All Israel's children's o'er thee sigh. Sopranos and basses, as we're crescendoing on bondage underneath the altos and tenors, can we make sure that we don't crescendo too much over them? It's a supportive crescendo. They should lead that each time, but just let's make sure that we don't cover them up. Please, thank you, thank you, thank you. We can start right at 59, please. Right on. Here's three. That second one, bar 80, pretend that it'll come late. It'll come later than it'll come right in time. And unto God they cry sorely. So just wait on that for me, please. Can we take it from 69, once again, 69? Thank you. already.
Can we find something softer? Softer and more internal with these old lords.
Oh Lord.
It's one of those that has to be more felt than a big oh Lord. But more importantly, softer. Can we take it from pick up the 98? Thank you. As we're following along in this, I will magically go faster and into at 106. For those of you who are following along. So my heart is turned again within me, oh Lord. A darkening cloud is thy deep boppy 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 boppy. And then I will slow down in for the bar we come in. It'll all make so much sense. Can we take it from, just to get the roadmap of this, is pick up to 106. Can we wait for as long as I may feel like waiting before we do Lord, before we arrive at Lord? Can I have all eyes in that moment? Because I might just milk it for everything it's worth. Getting into that, did that make sense for everyone? Was that clear?
Yeah.
Thank you. For the sake of now, can we just begin? This is pickups to measure 110. Pickups to 110. Actually, we can just start right on my turn.
Bye.
For the choir will be beat four for the alto. So just be prepared for that. Yeah. And I'll get the alto prepared for that too. Thank you. I stay in four throughout all of this until our next entrance. I'll tell you this now so we can go through it. Bar 153. We'll be in two. Zion, Sayeth, and her mourning. Bar 163, I'm back in four. So it doesn't really affect you, but just so you know, and don't get lost.
Measure 120. You said you go into two today?
120, I'll stay in four.
You'll stay in four all the way?
Yeah, but it's few more so it's a quicker. Thanks, everyone. Beautiful, oh lords. Can we start for the next one at measure, let's see where's a good place to catch this. Why not, 141. Tonality wise. Here's the reason. Before we sing, "Oh Lord," right? I need to get that chord established in the orchestra first. Can we just take it from, this is 145, we don't need to go back. Here's the beat. Time. Measure 169. Can we remove the Dominion window? Can we get rid of it? Oh Lord. Stay loud. That makes so much more sense. It makes so much more sense. Especially with an exclamation point on the D of Lord.
So we've been given a marking of mezzo forte there. Should we be more forte?
Ah, yes, yeah, so let's do this. 168, start mezzo forte, but the peak of the crescendo at 169 should be forte. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. This also will make more sense if we just talk about it. 164, the first "O Lord" is mezzo piano. The next one, it's really confusing because he writes crescendo and also writes a diminuendo. What that has to translate is we have to start it louder. So "O Lord" starts mezzo piano. Start the second one mezzo piano plus, almost like a mezzo forte. Essentially a mezzo forte. So to clarify, 164 mezzo piano, 166 mezzo forte, and then we start 168 mezzo forte. Make sense?
Yes.
Thanks, everyone. Here is 163. 163. Thank you. R168. A little bit of an attack as we start that just really clear beginning of that, please. Because it's just you and two trumpets. So you have to match the ferocity of two trumpets singing O. I believe we can do it. Let's try it one more time and we'll move on. 163. Grace note, just really light
as we do that, please.
And sopranos, just make sure we're not changing the vowel as we go up to the top, right? Still light, round, beautiful, non-vibrato.
Thank you. Oh, I know what I wanted. Before I go back and do this, can we look measure 207? I don't think there's a dynamic written to start this. Can we put in a mezzo piano at 207? So that we have somewhere to do a crescendo and a decrescendo to and from. Thank you. I'd love to try this once again, 192. I am going to take a slightly slower tempo just in case our soloist
want a slower tempo so that we are prepared for what that feels like. Let's try it. Cello Rondo was spectacular! Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. The big thing is making sure that we don't start crescendoing too much too soon. Right? So the bulk of that crescendo, the bulk of that cello rondo, I do not want to happen until 225, until we're all doing it together. Because then it's easier to move you all as one giant force. Just to lock in that accelerando one last time. Can I start at 214, please?
Top of page 27.
On this entrance on Mercy, I will continue to emphasize how important that we are all unified and together on that, because the orchestra is literally just going, "Ooh!" You all coming in on beat two together, solid as a rock, is the only thing that sort of grounds us in some sense of time. So just continue to eyes up that moment, right? So that even if it feels crazy with the orchestra, that we all land together right on that beat two. Beautiful, beautiful. We don't need to sing that again. Here is measure 236. Something like this, we would like play track the melody. It's like, oh, listen to the melody, and if you're not singing the melody, everyone else sing underneath that. This is sort of the opposite, right? We know the melody. What's so fascinating to me is all of the other stuff that people say and sing underneath that melody. And every line, as a section, you have to deliver that line. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right? So, one of my favorite moments, let's look at it. Go to, yes, basses, measure 270. You sing, thou shalt lead thy people, thou shalt lead thy people, thou shalt lead the people, go down. Go down, take thy rod in thy hand. God, that's like so, you know, in action, right? So anytime we have those moments, basses, when you sing that, It comes later, altos and tenors, when you sing in 239, I looked on Israel. That moment comes back. Just making sure that we're all digging into that internally, intentionally, right? It will make a lot more sense if we are unified in our intent as a section and these things come out. That is correct. The cacophony is correct. I'm going to do this one more time. Stay seated. And I want to find the flow forward in this, right? That it never gets stuck in that, that it always has forward momentum. Otherwise, it will feel tired and laborsome. And we have to do this a couple more times, right? So just making sure in all of that, that we keep the forward motion going. Looking backwards, the last thing before we sing, measure 247, and from a burning bush. Notice Det gives us a crescendo over this entire measure, so flaming should be the arrival. And right now what it sounds like is, and from a burning bush, flaming, can it be? And from a burning bush, flaming, fire. Rawr. So just write in the crescendo, circle the crescendo in that measure, so that flaming is our arrival point. And then we take our foot off the gas a little bit at God Spake Unto Moses. A lot happening in a little bit of music. Thank you. Can I take it from 242. So this is five bars before and four. In 299. Let my people promise land off. Let my people go. Oh, so I will only subdivide the last 2/8. And for all of us singing in 300, the B2 is short. So sopranos, promise land, let my people go. To her, let my people go. Yeah.
So each soprano alto tenor should become an eighth note with a name for us.
Yeah.
Basses, dotted quarter with a name for us.
Yeah. Promise, go. Let my people go. Thank you. Can we just take it, it's an awkward spot, but for the sake of ensemble purposes, this is, actually, no, let's go back. 293.
Yeah.
293.
Did you speed up there?
Oh, so what happened, which is natural, and I kind of like it, what I ended up doing is I slowed down a little bit in 292, and so I regained the tempo that I lost in 293. So I pulled and then pushed. But it won't be faster. It'll just be more rubato-esque. Yeah, yeah.
So we should just watch.
Just watch. Just watch. I might feel the spirit. Who knows? Just watch. All right, right on the 293. Here's three. For choir and orchestra before I give the three to the orchestra. Yeah. Land. Ba yam ba yam ba. Can we just speak from 299? Just speaking, text, just a quarter, last time to make this corner happen. Here's three and. That's it. Bravo! Fantastic! Moving on! Let's stand. I would like to start at 3:35. What time do I need to take a break?
8:30.
Perfect! Yeah, let's get through the fast bit. 2:35.
Thank you.
thank you. Have a seat really quickly. A shaping thing. Looking at measure 370. Jehovah, God. Can the God be the arrival of that? I know there's a forte written sopranos et al. Right at the downbeat of 370. Can we pretend that that forte comes at the downbeat of 371? Jehovah, God of your far.
Yeah. Alto tenor bass, we can help sopranos there with a big G, because they're up in the stratosphere.
Yes. And with that big G, alto tenor bass is really big sort of crescendo even in 370 to sort of help lend extra support to our soprano friends in that moment. Thank you. This is right at pick up the 357. Boom, boom. Oh, you stand.
Yeah.
Good. We'll keep going. For a second. This is measure 398, two before 400. Even more of this motive, the crescendo, that you have. And what I think it needs to be is imagine the peak of that to be a forte. The peak of that to be a forte. So it's a quick one.
Thank you. The other thing I will just say, bar 434, this let my people go.
This is another one where it's just eyes. Eyes and time. It'll feel different when there's a full orchestra playing that downbeat, so I don't want us to jump on top of it because we are used to hearing a downbeat. Just make sure that we watch for that every time. Yeah. Thank you. Bravo! And this is a perfect time to take our break. Let's do it. When we come back, we'll jump on the part two of this. Thanks, everyone. Oh, yes.
Hello.
Okay, what's 27? 8:42.